here's a story from The World.
A little bit of good news this week. Facebook has banned trading in antiquities. The social media platform had become one of the leading marketplaces for illegally looted ancient treasures. One of our favorite Syria experts, Amr Al-Azam, is an archaeologist by trade and has helped lead the four-year campaign to shut down this market. Azam teaches Middle Eastern history and anthropology at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio. What kind of artifacts are we talking about here? Can you give us an example maybe from your own home of Syria?
Yes, of course. I mean, we've seen almost everything from little low value, I would call, bits of pottery, maybe a lamp, or maybe a small piece of glass. You know, these might be valued at $15, $20, even maybe $50, right up to, you know, extremely valuable mosaics and relief sculptures valued in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all of this is found on sale on Facebook and other social media platforms.
And how obvious has it been on sale on Facebook? I mean, do you see kind of almost a gallery catalog with prices, that kind of thing?
Think of it this way. The same tools that you use on Facebook, those very same features that become so normal and part of our daily lives, are exactly the perfect toolkit for a would-be trafficker, looter, or even criminal engaged in selling drugs or trading in other illicit materials.
So bring us up to date, Amr. What has Facebook now done exactly?
So what Facebook has done now is, as a result of the report that we produce and in consultation, I believe with other organizations, entities, including UNESCO and so on and so forth, they finally decided that they would now change their policy to ban the sale of all historical items or artifacts. And by historical artifacts, they have defined this, according to the information they gave us, products of archaeological discoveries, antiquities, funerary items, coins, tombstones, pharaonic material, mummified body parts, scrolls, manuscripts, etc. And so it's quite a wide ban, if you will, on the selling. And that in itself is a good step. It's a very good step. But the real problem for us is, how do you then police this? How do you, you know, it's going to be in the enforcement. How do you enforce this? And when we communicated with Facebook, they said that they would basically rely on self-reporting and they would rely on their AI, their artificial intelligence system in place. And we know that that does not work because we already have banned materials that are not supposed to be sold on Facebook according to their policy. That includes, endangered wildlife, that includes guns, that includes drugs. And yet all of these are openly and easily available on Facebook. We're not talking about dark web here. We're talking about pages, personal, or groups that are openly selling these items. And some of these groups have 150,000 members, 200,000 members, many of whom are actively engaged in buying and selling these goods.
Right. So is this move by Facebook enough? I mean, what more can be done, do you think?
What Facebook should do, it should recruit experts who know how to search for this kind of material and not simply rely on self-reporting. Facebook has known about this and has been warned about this since 2014, 2013 at the very least. And yet they've allowed this problem to grow to such an extent that now Facebook has this massive repository of material and information on its platform. And what they've decided to do is they want to delete everything. They do not intend to preserve any of this information. That is the other big problem for us because it's important from a historical perspective, and it's extremely important for any would-be trials for war crimes or in the future repatriations if these items should show up on the market and they need to be seized and then returned to their country of origin.
Right. I mean, that preservation, that inventory is crucial for just general tracking. Finally, for anyone listening who may have purchased such antiquities on Facebook, what is your plea to them right now?
My plea to them is to not do it again. I mean, if the deed is done, the deed is done. And to be very, very careful when you purchase any antiquities. If you are someone who does collect, who does buy antiquities, then make sure you do your due diligence. Don't just rely on the source to do it for you. And remember that trafficking today from conflict, sale of looted antiquities from conflict zones like Syria, like Libya, like Yemen, may also mean that you are putting money in the pockets of would-be terrorists, extremists of all sorts.
Amar Al-Azam teaches Middle Eastern history and anthropology at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio. Thank you very much. Always good to speak with you, Amar.
Thank you, Marco.